Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors and Kyle Yeomans. And would like the first question, Kyle. I'm going to need you to confirm with our audience.
First question, please. How's it going, Kyle?
Nope, pass. we're gonna cut to another question because it's very important. Can you confirm that you said in dire circumstances it is okay to just take a shot from the sore throat medicine bottle?
I did say that. Yeah,
I'm
guilty as charged. Did you do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's chugged about 4 of these bottles this week, Kyle.
No. Look, I have
Everything
been...
Everything is good in moderation, Kevin.
No, that is not true. We're still on the same bottle. It can get lean around the holiday times, and so we've needed to keep going.
That is true.
And so I've essentially been on maintenance for like 3 weeks.
Oh man, I'm right there with you. I'm on like my second like king sized pack of cough drops, and I've gotten the tea that I told you to get. Like I've been downing cups of that every morning. I'm right there with you, man. I've been on the struggle bus, especially with football season running into basketball season and calling all these games, and you're doing 5 hours of radio a day, and it's just that's a lot.
Do you kind of wish that the tea just wasn't called throat coat?
Yeah. I didn't feel comfortable, if you couldn't tell right there. I didn't feel comfortable saying that on the air everything's recorded. I decided to just take that out and negate the fact that I could call it that. But yeah, I don't like the name, and then I told you it tastes like garbage, doesn't it? And it tastes
Yes,
awful.
It does.
It
works,
look at Kyle. It provides the opportunity, and it does the job that it's supposed to. But, man, it tastes awful.
Kyle not wanting to end up on Masterpiece of the Week. He's a smart man.
True.
Because he knows that's saved for Mickey. That is reserved for Mickey.
Yep. I'm sorry, Kyle. Now welcome to the show, and we can talk football.
Well, actually, before we do talk football, Kyle, I have something else non-football related, but kind of football related. You got to speak to Hank Dickinson's class to close out the year. Can you kind of talk a little bit about that? I took Hank's class when I went to North Texas. He's a phenomenal dude. And going back to be able to talk to the students there and give them a few tips or whatever it is always really cool. And I know you get to close this out this year. That was awesome.
Yeah, it's a really cool thing. And of course, I was in the class, too, when I was there in North Texas. And since then, Hank has been a mentor of mine and a big reason why I am where I am in the business. And I know you can attest to that too. And a lot of the individuals, I know Chiafalo took the class. I don't think Wolchuk did, but of course Wolchuk knew Hank and of Hank throughout. Yeah, that makes sense, right? But but all of that plays a factor in your early years of getting into a very competitive business. And a lot of the peers that you meet in classes like that are who you grow up in this business with. I mean, the guys that even came before me, like you and Kevin Turner, Matt Sizek, some of these guys that I've gotten to know
and
really
well. Roy White was there too. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. All these guys that have been there before us all kind of come up together, and they find jobs in media, and then they call who they've heard about or who they've gotten to know and things like that. And so it plays a big factor. So anytime I get asked to go and speak at that class and try and at least give some sort of knowledge, I hope they don't listen to everything I say, but they take something out of it once or twice, and they can learn from it and get better at it. And of course I'm always going to help them out too. It's a lot about making a connection to where, hey, Kyle and Corey and Kevin have been in the media for X amount of years or however long, and I can maybe rely on them to shadow or to find a job opportunity or to know this person, and that's all very important from where we come from.
Oh, for sure, man. And one of the questions, Kevin, that I always, anytime I've spoken at his class or any other classes, is how do you keep from cussing on air? And then I say, well, we have a dump button, and fortunately we have that. So, all right, so can you kind of explain a little bit? I heard Shoddy this morning breaking it down. Can you kind of explain Brian Flores's blitz packages and kind of his approach to pressure whenever it comes to their defensive side of the ball for the Vikings?
Yeah, well, they blitz more than anybody else in the league. Their blitz percentage is just under 50%. It's like 59.4 or something like that, which is about 8 points higher than the next closest team in terms of blitz percentage. So half of the snaps on defense throughout the season, they've been blitzing opposing quarterbacks. But it's not your normal, hey, we're going to see pressure from the outside, or you're going to see an extra linebacker through the A gap or the B gap, or you're going to see a nickel come in on the blitz. It's going to come from different directions. And he consistently runs with four down linemen up front, and he expects his four down linemen, which have all played pretty good football throughout the season, he expects them to hold their own and to hold the line of scrimmage, allowing for a different guy on nearly every play in order to make at least some sort of advancement on the quarterback and to get into the backfield. And I think that's what's going to be interesting, because throughout his career, and we talked about it week after week on this show, but Dak Prescott has been traditionally one of the best quarterbacks against the blitz in his career. But that's most of the time, not every time, but most of the time against a traditional look on the defensive side. I don't think you can call Brian Flores' blitz packages a traditional look. It's definitely different, and it varies from play to play.
That's Kevin. What I've been, everybody keeps saying, hey, Dak's really good against the blitz, and my response to them is, as long as he can signify where it's coming from or find the place to go throw against the blitz, he's going to be just fine. But he does a good job of disguising it and setting it up that way. Great job by Kyle to kind of explain that and break that down for us.
And can I add something to that real quick? Just based off of what you just said, I know a lot of people have been wanting to see Nate Thomas and playing in replacement of Tyler Guyton. This would have been a great game for Tyler Guyton, just because you would have all five of your starting offensive linemen who have seen the majority of the snaps together throughout the year, because it's not just Dak deciphering where the blitz is coming from and how to see it pre-snap. A lot of it is post-snap and what the offensive line is going to have to decipher through. And luckily for Dallas, they have four of their five starters up front. But this is going to be a tough game, and Nate Thomas didn't necessarily play well these last couple of weeks. I'm interested to see how they attack him, because he's going to line up head-on with Jonathan Grenard, who's been fantastic this year, former Florida Gator who was drafted back in 2020, and I was really high on coming out of the draft. He's been great under this system and under this umbrella. So how is he going to fare in his one-on-one battle, but also when they're going to have to pass that off and be in straight communication all the way through, because it's not just Dak deciphering, it's going to be that offensive line, and I think this is an interesting challenge.
Yeah, no, I'm with you because I saw one of the numbers in part because, like you were saying, because of how effective the pressure has been, that they give up the fourth fewest passing yards in the league, and they're on a pace that's better than it's been for the Vikings in the last 30 years. So I am actually really excited to see how effective the Cowboys receivers and how much time that Dak gets in this game.
And if he has time, you anticipate success also because of the way that Dallas's scheme offensively has fit into what Minnesota's been doing, because those quick passes and the yards after the catch, the slants over the middle of the field. If you're bringing linebackers, let's just think about it this way. If you've got four down linemen and you've got your two linebackers and you're running four secondary players, two corners and a couple safeties too, they run a lot of two high shell. There's only three linebackers in the middle of the field, and one of them's probably going to be playing coverage and man-to-man on a certain wide receiver. So that means if you're bringing one of those other linebackers, there's one guy in the middle of the field, and that's if you don't bring both guys. So there's a middle of the field that's wide open in between the hash marks. And if you ask me where guys have been most effective out of the Cowboys wide receiving core this year, CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens has mostly been on the outside, but CeeDee Lamb, Ryan Flannoy, Jake Ferguson have all been more effective on the interior. And I think that's where you're going to see Dallas try and attack, is the middle of the field, right where those linebackers probably would be in a traditional base 4-3 defense. But with all these blitz packages, expect them to get the ball out quickly and do it over the middle of the field.
Okay, I want to talk about the other side of the passing game, because I know people are making a big deal out of Justin Jefferson last 2 weeks, four catches for 15 yards and no touchdowns on 10 targets. And I was like, man, maybe that's because they've just had injury issues with their quarterback and everything like that. But I saw the number, J.J. McCarthy to Justin Jefferson, of all of the receiver quarterback duos in the NFL with at least 40 targets, J.J. McCarthy to Justin Jefferson is by far the worst in the NFL, a passer rating of 45 per Next Gen Stats. The next lowest is 54, and that's Geno Smith, who has not had a good season, to Jacoby Myers. I realize J.J. McCarthy is young, but what in the world has been the issue for a connection between these two?
For me, it just looks like timing, which might be a byproduct of how McCarthy has missed time, whether it be all of last year as a rookie, the way that he's kind of been in and out of the fold this year, battling either nagging injuries or being benched, whatever you want to call it up there in Minnesota. But it looks like the timing is off, his confidence level is off. And honestly, when he gets time in the pocket and he has more opportunity to throw the football down the field, that's where he's made more mistakes. And that's why I think Justin Jefferson has not had the same season. Yes, the revolving door quarterback is a big thing, but if they're pushing the ball down the field, J.J. McCarthy has made significant mistakes in the passing game, and that's why. And if I were to ask you guys, what is Justin Jefferson's strength? It's probably the deep ball. It's putting up yards per reception. It's kind of that same level of skill set that we've seen from guys like Ja'Marr Chase and from George Pickens, even on the Cowboys side of things. He wants to go 15, 20 yards down the field and catch the deep ball. That's what he's so good at. So they've tried that, but that's not the strength of J.J. McCarthy. His strength is within 10 yards, get the ball out quick, and they've done a better job of that. They did a great job of it last week against Washington. They were just trying to maneuver the mistakes from J.J. McCarthy and give him those short, quick to intermediate throws, and that's where he was more successful. But that it's just a disconnect right now, and I think the number one thing on the disconnect is the confidence level, the decision making, and then more than anything, the timing. All of those things play a factor.
The Aaron Jones is, you know, we've been afraid of him many, many times.
Yes.
But the Vikings are kind of in the bottom half of rushing the ball, rushing yards this year. What is their rushing game? Should we actually fear Aaron Jones this week?
Yeah, I don't really know what to think about the run game for Minnesota. And part of it, I think, is because teams are selling out to stop the run and daring their quarterback to throw a competitive pass, right? Because of the lack of success that J.J. McCarthy and that those other quarterbacks in Minnesota have had this season, they said, okay, if y'all aren't going to throw the football effectively, we're going to stop the run. And they're doing so against an offensive line that has had a couple really good guys step up. I think Kelly's been really good this year at center. I think O'Neal's been pretty good at right tackle. Garasol's banged up. He didn't even practice yesterday. We'll see what the injury report says about him today at left tackle. So the offensive line isn't necessarily whole, but they have some pieces up front that they can run behind. So I don't think Aaron Jones has lost a step. He looked better last week, put up a season high in numbers, but his season high now is 76 yards. It's not like he's exploding right into the box score like we've seen him multiple times on a Cowboys side of things at AT&T Stadium. And I also put this in one of our articles on DallasCowboys.com, but the Cowboys defense has been that quote-unquote get-right game for multiple teams this year. You think about Arizona, you think about the New York Giants, you think about the Broncos even at times, even though the Broncos have been pretty consistent all the way through. Carolina and Rico Dowdle, I mean, they've had a get-right game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On multiple occasions, but this is a different defense than those teams were, right? This defense from the Cowboys post bye week is much better than it was pre-bye week. So I don't anticipate them taking a step back despite seeing another Aaron Jones game at AT&T Stadium. I just don't think it has the same bite, and I think it's because teams have sold out to stop the run, and I don't think their offensive line is necessarily whole at the moment.
You got a prediction for us?
Yeah, I do think it's going to be a close game, mostly because the defense from Minnesota is going to keep the score lower for the majority of the game. I think it's going to be frustrating to watch in the first half. I'm just going to warn everybody. We'll see. I might be wrong, but I'll say 30-23, Dallas does get it done. And I think they get it done by multiple scores until the very end, and then Minnesota probably trims the score to a touchdown at the end.
I like it. Thank you very much for the time and for the talking advice.
Hopefully it helped and you didn't feel woozy after taking a slug of that cough medicine.
Nope. I'm good.
There you go.
Good.
Thanks,
love
Kyle.
Guys. Thanks for having me.
There you go, Kyle Yeomans from DallasCowboys.com. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Live from Uncle Julio's. Coming up next, Manchester United, maybe me, and sports betting. I might have the most shocking prop bet ever. Do any of those entities deserve Forgiveness Friday? Do you? Plus, Masterpiece of the Week next right here on The Fan. Can't see Masterpiece right here on 105 through The Fan. We got Masterpiece of the Week coming up in about 5-6 minutes. But first we have Forgiveness Friday.
I forgive you.
You
I
need
forgive
to forgive
you,
them.
Oh.
Ryan and Charizard are on my list for needing to ask for forgiveness because people want to know.
You have them in your. He's who's in your phone is Charizard.
Yes.
Okay.
He knows that. He's saved
no,
in my phone.
I was making sure.
And this, Alec, this Forgiveness Friday is going to have the most one of the most controversial questions in the history of Forgiveness Friday.
Uh oh.
Would you punch a listener?
What?
Maybe. So what everybody was laughing at in that break is Charizard came up to me and showed me, hey, did you see this? And it said Mike Elko has interest in the Michigan job. And I just read it and I looked at him and I go, where did you get this? And then he tried really hard not to laugh. And then I was like, son of a. And then everybody started to laugh because they got me on the hook because they created it out of ChatGPT. And that is how they got me. All right.
Yesterday, I asked, somebody texted that in. And they were like, Elko to Michigan. And I asked you, and
so
the look on your face when I just even threw that idea out there, I felt bad that I even said it.
Yeah.
Because here I've been telling you to believe all year. And you're like, I never want to believe. And then
if,
I was like,
if
Santa
they lost
is real,
him to
Kevin.
Michigan, that would be pretty defeating. Now, gentlemen, you get to decide. Does sportsbetting.ag deserve forgiveness? They have lots of prop bets about Diego Pavia's mom at the Heisman Trophy. Questions that are fairly run of the mill. What color will her top be? Who is going to get hugged first? But then there's this, and Corey, I need you to look at this email so you can confirm that this is a real thing.
Oh, my gosh. What's happening?
Betting.ag has betting odds on what style of panties she'll be wearing.
Underwear.
It says
undergarments.
Plus 200 for granny panties, and thong is the favorite. Alec, does sportsbetting.ag deserve forgiveness for putting out this? And also, how do they know?
They don't deserve forgiveness for many levels because, one, you got to be weird just to even come up with that. But, two,
yes.
Now the diehard bettors are going to see that and they're going to be like, well, I wasn't going to pay attention to what color underwear this person is wearing, but now I'm going to because I got to make rent. Like, that is the last thing people need to be thinking about.
Yes, yes. But you can confirm that you saw that in the email, Corey.
Yeah, I can absolutely confirm that, and that is weird to me.
It is weird.
And Kevin, by looking, obviously, that's the only the way.
Now, I asked this earlier. We brought it up. I'm going to circle back around. Do I need to ask for forgiveness from the gift wrapping ladies for smushing that one bow.
You got to tell. Can I tell the story?
Yes.
All right. So Kevin paid about $2,000 to have
$24
six presents wrapped. And this is awesome. Our building, I love our building even more.
They have a lot of cool stuff there.
Every day we have some sort of pop up going on. Some sort. Not always. You know, some like Kevin thought that there would be cake there all the time.
I really did.
But they always have some sort of pop up going on. I think it's really cool. This month or this week, they've had some ladies there that have been wrapping presents. Alec, you've seen the ladies downstairs.
Yep.
And it was $4 per present. And Kevin goes, that's a great price point. I don't have to do it. I absolutely will bring these presents up and do it. So he's on the way down the elevator. Kevin goes, hey, would you mind helping me carry out these presents? Because there's a bunch of them. And I was like, yeah, sure, dude. I got you. So we walk over there. And the lady goes, the bows on these are very forgiving, so they'll just kind of bounce back. You just got to reshape
them. Yes!
And so Kevin starts stacking the presents on top of each other, and she goes, oh, no. We worked very hard on those. Please don't mess up the bows. And I started laughing so hard.
She said they were forgiving, Alec, and it was just one present that was kind of mushing one of the bows.
And they're his presents, Alec. He can do what he wants, but she was like, we worked hard. How dare you?
Huh. Yeah, do I need to ask for forgiveness? Because I think I hurt that lady's feelings.
I mean, hurting anybody's feelings, yeah, you got to ask for forgiveness, but I feel like she kind of hurt her own in this instance because, like, and for me, I don't put much effort into the presentation of the gift because you're going to rip it apart anyways.
Hell yeah, you are.
You know what?
And most of the time, those bows just end up in the bag anyway.
That's right.
And I put them under the tree, and my wife's like, wow, really? And then she goes, did you wrap these? And I was like, you're ruining the spirit of Christmas.
So you didn't answer yes or no?
No, I didn't. I said she was ruining the spirit of Christmas.
I have gotten better at wrapping presents, but I also have now assigned it to Carter because my son, he's very good at it.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm just like, dude, you are so good at this. And he's like, I got you, Dad. So I really appreciate him.
From the 817, I would like to preemptively ask for forgiveness for tonight because I'm going to get drunk at the company party that they told me not to get drunk at.
I appreciate him or her.
Okay.
For saying, you know what, you can't tell me what to do.
Okay. Does Manchester United need to ask for forgiveness? They're about $1 billion in debt after the summer transfer window, or do you think, hey, Manchester United's worth about $5 billion. The Bucks are worth about $6
billion in debt?
Yes.
With a B?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
But they own a couple of teams that are worth about $11 billion, so they'll probably be all
and
right.
And they're
right?
Making money for people hand over fist, too, right?
Yes.
Like, that's the other thing, too, is the more money you're making other people, the less concerned they are about your debt.
Yes.
They're like, we'll figure something out. You just keep making those payments with interest.
And then French tennis player Quentin Fillier has been suspended 20 years and fined $70,000 for match fixing.
Oh, so he doesn't have to play tennis anymore?
Well, I guess not for money.
Was he any good?
Not really.
Okay, all right.
So that's probably why he stooped to such things.
Bob's.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's time for Masterpiece of the Week.
Gentlemen, how's it going?
Yeah. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In Arlington.
Loving it, man. I love it out here. Arlington's the best.
It is.
I don't know who that was that was just shouting. I like it.
It was a Tolo.
Oh, okay. I mean, I figured that much.
They're having their own little Christmas parties with each other right now.
That's nice. Well, I'm about to ruin it. It's time for Masterpiece of the Week. We are going to revisit some of the wild, wacky, odd, and oftentimes very concerning things said on this very program throughout the week. And gentlemen, he does not need any introduction. His name is Mickey Spagnola.
Oh, yeah.
And he has two entries this week. One of them is terrifying, and I'm scared to play. And then this one is just a little bit weird.
You know, when you're trying to play with young guys,
oh, gosh. Yeah, Kevin, young players is what he was saying. Because the
Frosty, the Snowman.
Nate Thomas, DeMarvion Overshown, Rebel. Like, these are young players that just haven't seen everything yet. You prepare them as best as you can.
Gotcha.
But sometimes things happen. Alec, jeez, dude.
You're the one that pointed at me when he said that. I don't want to hear it from you.
I don't know if that's
true. Have you ever seen that Wayne's World joke when they're about to order takeout?
Shwing.
Nope.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I probably can't repeat
that. You cannot.
Probably shouldn't repeat what Mickey's about to say.
Okay, but when you got three guys tugging on you, like in that game, just go down.
Jesus, dude.
Was that our winner last week, too?
It was very similar.
He said it twice this week, though. He said the same thing twice. He was like, I'm going to make sure I get a Masterpiece of the Week.
Man.
You know what?
Those are good.
Do you think one day he's like, you know what? I can't do that show anymore.
Yes. I 100% believe that is the only way this relationship ends is with him saying that.
That's it. I've had enough with those guys.
See, Kevin, there's a lot to pick on you for this week. We're going to start with this.
I just ate a human taco.
All right.
And here we are at Uncle Julio's, you know.
That not on the menu.
Nope.
One, nope. No.
Not.
I just
Like, that's what I'm saying. We were distinguishing between different. You know what? I don't have to justify myself. Don't eat human tacos.
Well, do you need to justify this one?
But if you're like eating a taco and all of a sudden you're like, man, there looks like there's a finger in there.
Okay.
Oh my God! Much worse the second time.
Okay. Can I just point out this is part of the same conversation thread? I didn't start a new day by talking about human tacos again. All right. This was all part of the same conversation. And I stand by that. Would be jarring
if you were. Well, was it Was it Batman, one of the Batman movies, where somebody had fallen into the vat of stuff and then their finger made its way into somebody's can of sardines or something like that?
I think you might be conflating two different things, maybe.
You just said a word I don't know.
Okay. Like putting them together.
Okay, I appreciate it. I'm going to have to go look it up. Can you spell that?
It starts with a C.
Conflating. Thank you.
Can you give me its country of origin?
It means to combine into one.
Yes, I told you.
Look at that. I figured.
Huh. You learn something new every day.
Play a damn clip.
I'm trying to think of how to set this one up for you, Kevin, because it's pretty incriminating of you. But I did leave your reaction whenever you realized how bad it sounded.
It's my answer. I'm high. Well, hold on.
All right.
I'm high.
Like, that was supposed to be, like, up high, but at least...
Wait, hold on.
At least I appreciate that you left the reaction. Can you play that one more time? Because at least I appreciate you left in the reaction where I was like, well, that's not how that was supposed to go.
It's my answer. I'm high. Well, hold on.
That's exactly what a high person would do, too.
Yep.
You know, they would be like,
that's a good point.
And then where did all these roads come from?
So the reason like Corey brings that up is that the first time I ever mentioned that on air, he was like, are you high right now? Because we were talking about construction and how everything just gets bogged down. And I'm like, man, how did they like build all the roads? Like, how did we function? It takes this long to fix one road. How did we build them all? And Corey was like, are you high right now?
Bro, have you ever been to the library? There's so many books.
Right. Kevin has an important proclamation to make.
Measure this, Gene Hackman.
What do you have against Gene Hackman, dude?
So,
no longer
I don't always remember it, but this one I do remember. We were talking about like the scene from Hoosiers or how you could go to... you know, like a bigger stadium, but the football field is the same. And then we said it doesn't work like that in soccer and baseball.
Right.
And so that was my weird threat to the coach of a movie from 40 years ago.
Shut up, Gene Hackman.
He is dead.
I just want to know what you were asking him to measure because there was not clear context.
It was the size of the soccer pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, although...
Best Gene Hackman movie, The Replacements.
Also... every guy's measured, right?
The football field?
Yeah, I have.
I just trust them.
No, that was one of my jobs in middle school. Had to help paint the lines.
Measured
you know.
For yardage. Because you know where to start the measurement.
In the end zone, duh.
Underneath.
Oh. What? Under the ground? Okay. Anyways, Kevin, there's more weird stuff you said, including this.
If you commit to that, I'll buy the mustache wax.
Okay, here's the sad thing. That is actually not taken out of context whatsoever. That is...
Oh, because Alec wants to grow
a twisty mustache.
Yeah, he wants
and
to put ladies
I
on a train
I want to see
track.
That so bad. I stand by that. So that actually is not taken out of context, and that offer is still available.
It's just funny the way you say mustache wax.
Yeah. I say a lot of things weird.
Yeah, we know. But now this is the part of the program where we finally get to pick on Corey a little bit. He was pretty mild-mannered this week. This actually includes all of us, though.
Doing nipple things.
Okay.
My nipples are out here.
Oh. Anatomy. Yeah.
You know my body, Kevin?
Okay. I had a little tougher time hearing that
one. Have you ever seen me shirtless?
Yes.
Well, you used to do the no shirt nine. That's right.
Yeah, and like you love the pool.
Yeah, but do I? I don't like. Oh yeah, I did the hot tub thing.
Yeah.
I felt all alone in that hot tub.
I don't feel like you try to flaunt your shirtlessness.
No,
it just happens.
Yeah.
Huh.
As soon as I get home, though, shirt's off.
What?
I don't need a shirt. Who needs a shirt?
You walk around your house shirtless all the time?
Why not?
Yeah. I do.
The pool's right there.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't even get in my pool. I just like to do it. But anyways, Corey, I run this. I'm not doing that. Corey, this is probably my favorite and a great way to end Masterpiece of the Week. You said this.
And I'd like to go back to dating Latinas, even though I know they're too spicy.
All right. I want to tell you something.
I had a conversation with Adrian about this just in case, by the way.
Oh, no.
Sometimes there are things that you don't know what you said is going to make an impact. I cannot tell you how many follow-up Latina texts we got. Somebody asked in the crosstalk if Broadus would give us his scouting report for that, and it just went on and on and on.
What's really funny is my buddy called me yesterday after the show, and he said I was laughing in tears. I was in tears laughing because I thought you were talking about me when you mentioned the guy, your friend who had dated lots of Latino women and just couldn't resist. And I was like, it was absolutely you. And I knew I had more stories to tell.
I don't know if we read this text on air, but the person who said that was the greatest woman that he ever dated, and also she hit him. Yeah. And I was like, what the hell?
Dude, she was amazing. She also hit me.
I'm going to vote going all the way back, I think maybe to the very first cut we played or the second one, Mickey talking about the younger people.
Oh,
you know, and you're trying to play with young guys.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I'm having a hard time between Kevin's High and the Human Taco. So I'm gonna go with the Human Taco and what Kevin, you know, and again, I did say they didn't grind up the finger enough. That's why. But the Human
that
Taco.
That was your
first
issue
one,
with eating
yeah,
the Human Taco.
Yeah, the first one. The first one was the one that I liked, though.
I just ate a Human Taco.
He sounded so excited.
And again, it really does come down to how definitive Kevin is about something when he says it. That really cracks me up.
Oh, wait, I forgot. I did have one more. Don't vote for this. It's just funny.
And it was like, no, I'd rather bang that guy.
All right.
I want to vote for that, though.
Why?
Just so it'll live in infamy.
Why would you play that?
I forgot I had that. But no, I'm voting for Corey's masterpiece.
And I'd like to go back to dating Latinas, even though I know they're too spicy.
All right, so here are your options.
I just read that off the fan text.
Young guys, Human Tacos, or Corey's breakdown of Latinas. 877-881-1053. Frankel and Frankel, injury attorney, text line.
Even though I know they're too spicy.
Those are your voting options, and here's what we're going to do. We're going to determine the winner, and that is the cut we're going to come back with.
Oh, no.
Before we chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan. Man, that is the clip that keeps on giving. By the way, I want to remind everybody, this Sunday, big time matchup. You got the Bills and the Patriots covered starting at 11:30. Then pregame, the Specs tailgate pregame show with Chiafalo and Broadus, 3 o'clock. We'll carry the game pregame, postgame, all the way until 1 a.m. And the official pregame, we'll have Melissa Stark on there. And the player profile is with Logan Wilson, who we have discussed. Looks like he is in line to get some more playing time right now. Courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Amazing, Higgy. How are you?
Dude, I'm doing really good. And
unreal.
Okay.
Unreal.
See, I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I love it.
You know what I'm saying?
Man.
It's Friday, baby.
All right. So for y'all, besides Cowboys Vikings, I understand all the importance on that. Is there another NFL or maybe even high school playoff game that you're particularly interested in this weekend? Because this is a huge NFL slate as well.
Well, I know there's a lot of good scoreboard watching. What comes to mind immediately is it? Did the Bears get the Broncos? Did the Packers get the Broncos?
Packers and Broncos.
Lions, Rams,
just ram it. Yeah, those are some big boy games.
And
right
and
there.
Bills, Patriots, like all those, man. Those are big time matchups.
Are you surprised that the Patriots and Broncos, both on 10-game winning streaks, both at home, are both underdogs in their games?
I am. I think I'm more surprised that the Patriots are underdogs. I mean, like the Packers are really good on both sides of the ball. I can understand why maybe they would be favored, but the Bills and Patriots one, like I don't know. Like that is just like such an homage to Josh Allen, because the Bills defense is not something that is overly vaunting. And you have, I mean, the Patriots have already beaten the Bills in Buffalo this year. Now they get him at home off a bye week. I don't really get that one. I think the Patriots have proven to be a better team this year.
Wow, Denver's a 2.5-point home dog against Green Bay. Load up, Hagee. I am surprised about that one. What's the other one you said?
The Bills-Patriots. But, like, just to your point, Dawson, the Broncos are 6-0 at home this year.
Yeah, to me, it's the Broncos out of those two just because of the home field advantage. You know, going to Denver is so difficult there. I mean, you did have, as Eric noted, the Patriots already winning, like maybe a divisional game. Yeah. They're thinking like, okay, they're going to split this year, so they're just giving the benefit to Buffalo. I can kind of get that. But yeah, I mean, Denver at home has just seemed like such a juggernaut this year. Not that Green Bay's been bad on the road. They're 4-1-1. But I'd say out of those two, I'm probably more surprised. But it's got to be Army-Navy, right, Hagee? I mean, God bless America.
Okay, so I talked about this the other day. My brother-in-law was in the Navy, and I mean, I realized the importance of it, but I guess I didn't realize like that next level of importance, and everything stops down for their family, all revolving around that game. So I actually am really excited. I'm jealous that the G-Bag Nation in previous incarnations has been able to be out there live for doing shows leading up to that game. I think that's super cool. I'm excited about that game. Go Navy. And then for Corey, I know which game you're going to say.
It is the 325 game. It is the Colts at the Seahawks, and watching what could be a very old man trying to play some football is just is going to be captivating for at least the first two series. After the second series, if nothing has happened, I'll go, well, that was a fun trick. If he gets out there and plays, if he does,
Do you want him to look like a chubby, bloated grandpa who is 5 years removed from playing, or do you want him to go out there
and throw for 350 yards? Yeah. I want all
kinda,
of the first part
I
of what
want,
you said.
Yeah, every man to be out there, you know.
Yeah.
I can't tell what to expect, but by his face pictures, he does look a little bit bloated.
No question.
He's not shredded old man.
No.
You know.
He's in total denial about his weight. He, like when they went for the physical, he just closed his eyes and covered his ears. He's like, just don't even tell me. Thanksgiving got away from me a little bit. I'm ready to go tear up the Seahawks.
Well, Madden made him look like a lineman.
Is that now?
He's already in Madden now. And his
okay, was that real?
Yeah, that's they made him pretty chubby. He looks like he's a center.
Maybe that's the whole deal, is they're actually, they need him at guard or something.
Yeah, the girthquake, Corey.
Maybe not that.
The other game, though, boys, it's got to be Raiders-Eagles, right, at noon?
Oh, shoot, yeah.
Like, can the Raiders do this thing? Let's go Kenny Pickett.
Is that a must-win for the Eagles?
It is a must-lose.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a must-win for them. Hey, is that a serious question?
I think they're cleaning house and firing everyone if they lose to the Raiders.
Okay. All right.
They'll hire the bunny back as offensive coordinator.
Well, they're 0-1 with that guy.
Yeah.
That guy sucked.
Bring the bunny back.
Get out of there.
Yeah, we need somebody.
The bunny did not know ball.
Nope.
That's right. See, that's right. What do you find, fellas, got coming up on the program today?
Well, Hagee, I have lost all my sportsbook money this year betting on the Cowboys. I need them to win the Super Bowl to make me flush again. So I did jump on. I did jump on and bet the Broncos +2, looking for a double up this weekend.
This.
So thanks for that hot tip.
Yep.
We do have Pure Gold as always. Thanks for asking. Steven Jones at 3:00. Nick Harris coming up at 3:40.
And hot Latinas.
I'm not wearing pants.
Jeez. I'm telling you, man. I thought our fan text had spicy opinions about things. They have the most opinions about that.
Spicy Latinas.
Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us on Monday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
So you know who you are, spicy Latinas.
Oh, what's up?
Oh, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.